Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Geneva School. Now what was the Geneva School of Criticism? First of all, it was active during the 1940s and 1950s and it developed a variety of theories in phenomenology. Or let's say phenomenological criticism. Okay, phenomenological criticism. And who are the prominent members of this Geneva School? The most important is Georges Poulet. After that, Jean-Pierre Richard. After that, Jean Rosset. And one more was Jean Starobinsky. So, as a mnemonic, you can remember that one is called Jean Rosset, one is called Jean Starobinsky, one is called Jean-Pierre Richard, and the last and the most important is Georges Poulet. And Geneva critics regarded each work of literature as a fictional world that is created out of the subjective perceptions of its author and embodies the author's unique mode of consciousness. Therefore, this kind of criticism is totally opposed to the formalist criticism or to formalism, totally opposed to that. And if you trace the roots of this kind of criticism, it originally came from the expressive criticism, which regarded a literary work as a revelation of the personality of its author. So, expressive criticism is the root from which the Geneva School of Criticism or phenomenological criticism has come. So, from an exam point of view, just remember what the Geneva School was, who were the prominent members, okay? And there is a famous sentence by Georges Poulet in his famous work called Phenomenology of Reading, okay? Phenomenology of Reading, which came out in 1969, in which he explains the objective of this school, means the Geneva School. I'll just quote one or two lines. Quote, this is what Georges Poulet has to say. Quote, when I read as I ought, with the total commitment required of any reader, then I am thinking the thoughts of another, but I think it as my very own. My consciousness behaves as though it were the consciousness of another. Unquote. So in short, what is the aim of the Geneva critics? It is to identify with the unique consciousness of each individual author.